We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Yes, that's right, Buzzkillers. It's me, your favorite professor and your Monday morning quarterback, here to ruin your week by tearing down the illusions about one famous saying. This week, it's Yogi Berra and deja vu all over again. Lawrence Peter Berra was born in St. Louis in 1925 and went on to become one of the most famous players in baseball history. In his 18 years with the New York Yankees, he anchored them at catcher, was a power hitter, and a mainstay for the team during their famous post-war run of dominance in Major League Baseball. Elected to the Hall of Fame in 1972 and named to baseball's all-century team in 1999, Berra was perhaps one of the most dominant players of the entire second half of the 20th century. He's better known in the wider culture, however, as the supposed author of one-off quips and pithy statements that were, you know, as often as not, malapropisms, and they were paradoxical. These things were quirky, they were funny, they were full of unintentional wisdom. And when he was playing, they helped him acquire the nickname Yogi, after Hindu practitioners of yoga, who were also thought to be holy men and fonts of enlightenment. Berra's sayings became yogiisms and ran through the popular press and the popular culture like wildfire. But one of Yogi's best-known yogiisms, it's like deja vu all over again, has a complicated history, Buzzkillers. Garson O'Toole, the famous quote investigator, whose excellent book, by the way, Hemingway Didn't Say That, The Truth Behind Familiar Quotations, is on the Buzzkill bookshelf this week, has done all the best research on this and other similar quotations. Yogi Berra may have said deja vu all over again after Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle hit back-to-back home runs in a Yankee game in 1961, but there's no record of it. It's all sort of just rumor. Further, deja vu all over again attributions to Yogi Berra didn't really appear until the mid-1980s, and Yogi himself denied in 1987 that it was one of his yogiisms. Now, by 1998, he changed his mind and thought it might have originated with him, but there's no definitive statement. The best we can say is that the idea of deja vu again, or all over again, seems to have been floating around the culture starting in the early 1960s. Florida poet Jim Pryor published a lighthearted poem in the St. Petersburg Evening Independent on September 22, 1962, entitled Thanks to You. The first two verses of the poem went like this. It's deja vu again, out of the blue again, truer than true again, thanks to you. It's home run time again, rhymes seem to rhyme again. My chimes can chime again, thanks to you. And by the way, Buzzkillers, I recited that poem to Lady Buzzkill the other night, hoping it would kindle some fires, and her response was, be quiet and go walk the dog. Anyway, back to Yogi Berra. In 1966, Clifford Terry, a critic for the Chicago Tribune, added all over again to make the quote, it's deja vu all over again. And he did this when he reviewed a cheap spy movie that repeated all the tired cliches of that genre. The phrase appeared again and again throughout the 1970s and early 1980s in everything from sports reports to stock market analyses to even First Lady Nancy Reagan's plans to model the White House. But in 1984, a financial analyst for the Wall Street Journal dragged it out again and referred to its deja vu all over again as something, quote, Yogi Berra would say. And the rest, as they say, is history. And Yogi Berra has become such an attribution magnet for sayings like this that the quote's been almost inextricably linked to him and repeated again and again for the last 30 years. So at least for this yogiism, it really has been deja vu all over again. Talk to you next week.
Capacast.